Week's parsha, Parshas Mishpatim, talks about many, many different halachos, but one issue that becomes very apparent is the discrepancy, is the disparity between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. What I mean by that is the following. In describing what happens when there is damage from one party to another, the Torah says, Ayin Tachas Ayin. And if you read that very literally, very precisely, you will read the words to mean, when somebody damages the eye of his or her friend, the payback for that, the punishment for that is, we have to damage their own eye. And obviously the interpretation, the way that Chazal decoded that message was, no, ayin tachas ayin does not mean we would go back and destroy the eye of the one who caused the harm, but rather it means, as we say in halacha, mamon. It means that we have to pay money because of the damage that was caused. And this really emphasizes and calls attention to the great disparity that sometimes we find between the written word, the Torah Shebichsav, and the oral Torah, the Torah Shebaal Peh. So Rav Shamsher Rafal Hirsch has a very beautiful comment where he writes that where does this idea come from that the Jewish people have had such a steadfast belief in what Torah Shebaal Peh represents? And he says that he believes, in his opinion, that this goes all the way back to Avram and Yitzchak. How so? He explains so beautifully. Yitzchak lo netzdava mipi ha-gvura al ha-akedah. Sometimes we read the story of Akedas Yitzchak, and we don't fully appreciate the fact that Yitzchak was old at the time of the Akedah. We get the feeling as if Yitzchak was a little child, and he was still listening to everything his father said, and he was just taking very clear direction from his father because he didn't know how to do anything on his own. Yitzchak at the time was almost 40 years old. He was a man who had his own mind, who had his own understanding, who had his own thoughts, and yet his father comes to him one day and says, God came to me and told me that I am supposed to kill you. And Yitzchak just accepts that. And you need to appreciate the fact that for Yitzchak to accept that was a tremendous hurdle. That was a tremendous nisayon. Says Rav Hirsch, Hushama al-Kach, he heard about this whole idea of the Akedah, Rak mipi aviv kitorah shebaal peh. Says Rav Hirsch, that was the first time that we had an idea of Torah shebaal peh. Because God spoke to Avram Avinu, that was almost like the Torah shebichsav, that was the direct correlation between God and a human being. And then it was transmitted, Torah shebaal peh, from that person who heard from God to his child Yitzchak. And it required tremendous submission. And writes Rav Hirsch, Kan hutman zera hismasrusham shel adoros habayim leman kabbalas avoseihem. And he said, from that time on, Yitzchak Avinu gave us that ability to believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, even though sometimes it seems so counterintuitive, and sometimes it seems so against what we may have thought on our own, we would still have that ability to accept Torah Shebaal Peh, even when it is at a tremendous personal cost. So when we look in the Gemara Maseches Gittin, the Gemara describes the relationship and the correlation between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Says the Gemara, Darash Rav Yehuda bar Nachmeni miturgamene de Rav Shimon ben Lakish. So Rav Yehuda ben Nachmeni was trying to explain, what does the pasuk mean? It says, Ksov lecha es advarim ha'ele. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to write down the word and the instruction of God. Uksiv, and then the pasuk says, Ki al pi hadvarim ha'ele. So the Gemara asks, Ha'ketzad, which one is it? Is it that it is Ksov lecha, or it is al pi, that it's Torah Shebaal Peh or Torah Shebichsav? And the Gemara answers that both of them were given from the Ribono Shel Olam himself, both the Torah Shebichsav as well as the Torah Shebaal Peh. However, God gave a very clear and specific instruction that only part of it was to be written and the other part was to be transmitted orally. Rav Hirsch has a fascinating chiddush where he writes in a number of places in his commentary on Chumash that he believes that the structure of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh was very different than the way we all would have imagined it being given. I always thought that God gave us a Torah Shebichsav, and at Har Sinai, He gave us the Luchos, and that was the foundation of all of the Torah. Later on in Ohel Moed, Arvas Moav, whatever it may have been, God gave us the entirety of Torah Shebichsav, and later on, as the generations continued to develop, then we had Torah Shebaal Peh. And Rav Hirsch writes that he doesn't think that that is correct. Rav Hirsch explains in his own words, Halomed es ha'alacha shebetorah, chayev lizkar tamid. Somebody who is a careful studier of Torah, of any area of Torah, has to understand the following. Shetorah Shebaal Peh, kadma l'torah Shebichsav. Writes Rav Hirsch very surprisingly, that the Torah Shebaal Peh came before the Torah Shebichsav. What does that mean? Kol dini ha-Torah kvar nismasru li Yisrael Baal Peh. When God gave us the Torah at Har Sinai, He told us all of the Torah, with the Torah Shebaal Peh as well. Everything was there. And then He says, Rak achar kach nimsara Torah Shebechsav, kirishimos kitsaros litzorech hazikarum. Says Rav Hirsch, the reason for the Torah Shebechsav was secondary. Really, God gave us the entirety of Torah Shebaal Peh. Originally, that's what was given first. Only later on did He give us a written Torah to give us the opportunity to remember the Torah Shebaal Peh. It is told about the Vilna Gaon that in his older years, all he did was spend his time learning Torah Shebechsav. And the question is why? Why didn't he study Gemara? Why didn't he study Mishnayos? Why wasn't he involved in the study of many other areas of Torah Shebaal Peh? And the Vilna Gaon explained because he came to an understanding of where every single part of Torah Shebaal Peh finds itself back linked into the Torah Shebechsav. So when he read Bereishis Bara Elokim, that reminded him of the 100 other things that are involved in Torah Shebaal Peh that stem from that pasuk. And that's exactly what Rav Hirsch writes here, that originally the Torah Shebaal Peh was given. It was only afterward that the Torah Shebechsav was given in order to give us the opportunity, Litzorech Hazikaron. These were just short cryptic notes that God gave us to have us the availability of remembering. That's a fascinating perspective. And this is something, a theme that he repeats in a number of places. So we have this idea of Torah Shebechsav, as well as Torah Shebaal Peh. When the Rambam in the Hagdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos explains what is the makeup of Torah Shebaal Peh, what is included in the Torah Shebaal Peh, how do we define what that is? The Rambam writes that in his opinion there are five components to the Torah Shebaal Peh. Number one, the Rambam says, HaPeirushim HaMukubalim MiMoshe. There are those parts of Torah Shebaal Peh which are the interpretation of Torah Shebechsav that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us. For example, when it says that we should wear tefillin every day, nobody knows what the Pirush Hamilos is. We don't even know what tefillin means. How do we know that it's a box, and how do we know anything? And the Rambam here explains that is the first part of Torah Shebaal Peh, HaPeirushim HaMekubala MiMoshe, the interpretation of the words of Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu told us. Number two, says the Rambam, HaChelek HaSheni, are the dinim, Shebahem Amru Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai. For example, the Gemara says that all of the laws of Chatzitza are Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai. You'll look through the entirety of Torah, you will not find it. And all of that is just Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai. Again, it's not a pirush, it's not an interpretation of a pasuk, but it is a Halacha that Moshe Rabbeinu transmitted orally that is outside of the realm of the Torah Shebechsav. It could be, on some occasions, the Gemara finds some kind of remez, the Gemara does link it back to a pasuk, but says the Rambam, that is component number two. Number one, we have HaPirushim HaMukubalim, the interpretation of Moshe Rabbeinu into a word of the Torah. And number two, we have what he refers to as Hadinim. We have the laws that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us that are outside of the words of the Torah itself. Number three, he says, is Hadinim Shenilmadu Be'achas Mehamidos. We say every morning, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, there are 13 ways in which one can derive a halacha from a pasuk. Kal v'chomer, Gzeira Shava, Binyan Av, all different kinds of methods. Those are the only way that we can derive a halacha, and the Gemara says many of them have to be bimisura, many of them have to be passed down from one generation to the next. And here, says the Rambam, that is component number three of what Torah Shebaal Peh is comprised of. Number four, he says, are the dinim shekavum hanaviim b'chol dar v'dar al derech hageder v'hasiag l'Torah. Says the Rambam, in every generation, the great leaders made different institutions in order to serve as a siyag. For example, muktzah is one example that we all are confronted with every Shabbos. We know that the Torah itself has no prohibition of muktzah. This came along later on in history, and it was all because of a siyag. If we're going to be handling all the items, if we're going to be dealing with all the same activity that we do during the week, it will end up leading us to do the malacha itself. That is number four. And number five, the Rambam says that sometimes Chazal had some kind of other idea of a takana or a minag, not because of a geder, not because of a siyag, but because they thought it was important for whatever reason, and that is something that the Rambam writes as component number five. But the question we need to ask is, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam give the Torah this way, where half of the Torah, as we know it, was not written down? Why was it structured in such a way that we have Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebaal Peh? Would it not have been easier if all of it was believed to be given by Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, by the Ribbono Shel Olam? Why didn't he give all of Torah, both components, in the written format? And the Sma writes in his Hakdama to Choshen Mishpat. The Sma is one of the foremost commentaries on Choshen Mishpat. In Shulchan Aruch, you'll find his commentary on the side of the page. And there, the Sma writes in his introduction that there was a reason for that, and that is kidei shelo yismachu al ma sheksuva lifnehem velo yisaskuba. If everything would be written, we wouldn't have any reason to work hard. Anytime we had a problem, we would just look it up in what's written down. And therefore, says the Sma, this was a divine plan where the Ribono Shel Olam said, I want the Jews to be busy studying Torah, reminding themselves of Torah all the time. And I want them to go bi'iyun kemosha tzrichim litein lev kishayil medu bal peh. When you have a student sitting in the room and he knows that right after the class is over, someone's going to give him the notes that they wrote up, he doesn't pay such close attention because he knows he can always catch it later. When you know that a talk is being recorded, I know I can listen to it later. I don't have to pay attention now. If I miss something, I'll make it up in another format. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we're going to have a component of Torah that there is no makeup. It's Torah Shebaal Peh. And because of that, everybody has to know that it's their responsibility to study Bi'iyun Rav and to pay very close attention, because if they don't, they will miss out and there is no makeup. And therefore, writes the Sma, this was intentional, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed it in this way. It was in order that we should have the opportunity to force Klal Yisrael, to force the Jewish people, to pay as close attention as possible to the Torah that is being studied. That is the suggestion of the Sma. He then writes a second idea. But for now, that is a very important concept. And the Beis HaLevi, when he discusses the importance of learning Torah Shebaal Peh, he says, there is something very unique and special about somebody who learns Torah Shebaal Peh, more so than learning Torah Shebichsav. Why is that? Says the Beis HaLevi, because the Ribono Shel Olam gave us the opportunity to learn Torah Shebaal Peh, Nis'alu ba Yisrael maila gedola biyoser. He says, we have now elevated ourselves even greater than we would have been from only studying Torah Shebichsav. How can that be? Torah is Torah. Why would Torah Shebaal Peh be more? He says, because beforehand there were two separate entities. There was the Torah itself and there was the Jewish people. And yes, we studied the Torah Shebichsav, but we were two separate entities. It was the Torah that was on the Luchos, that was given to Moshe, and then there was our role, which was to study it. Now that we have Torah Shebaal Peh, writes the Beis HaLevi, we have now not only become Tashmishe Kedusha, that we are the ones who serve the Torah, we are the ones who serve as the studiers of Torah, but he said, now that it's been given to us Baal Peh, Heim Bebachinas Klaf Shel Torah Shebaal Peh, we have become the Sifrei Torah. Writes the Beis HaLevi, Torah Shebaal Peh, which takes and requires so much of our own involvement, once it's been given to us and we study it and we invest in that venture, it now becomes a part of who we are, so much so that we are the Sifrei Torah ourselves. Which is why the Gemara writes, perhaps, that when somebody passes away, we have to rip Kriya twice. Once is because we assume it's like a Sefer Torah Shenisraf, and the second one, says the Gemara, is because we assume it's as if the osios of a Sefer Torah have also been destroyed. A human being is considered to be a part and parcel of the Sefer Torah itself. And writes the Beis HaLevi, that only happened once the Torah Shebaal Peh was studied on a public forum. And now each individual person in the Jewish people has the opportunity to make themselves into a Sefer Torah and to no longer look at it as a separate entity. And says the Beis HaLevi, this is the greatest gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, to give us that opportunity to transform ourselves and to create our own identity as a living Sefer Torah that embodies all of the Torah Shebaal Peh. That has changed dramatically the relationship that we have from the Torah Shebichsav days to now the days of what Torah Shebaal Peh represents. Reb Hanani ben Akasha Omer.